Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The right way. Thank you. the block for dough. Notorious, they got to know that life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime, the night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Thank you.
put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait. Legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are back on the air for another installment of the show. And I'm sorry to announce that the legendary icon, Kevin Millan, has passed away this morning. And tonight is definitely going to be a tribute to Kevin Millan. So if anybody's on the phone lines or in the chat room or IMs and they have any words for Kevin and his family and for the House of Millan, feel free to definitely press 1. We're definitely taking all callers. I'm definitely trying to get a bunch of Millans definitely on the phone lines to definitely give their words about Kevin, give Kevin history and everything with him in the ballroom scene. So the phone lines are definitely going to be open, and we're definitely going to be taking callers. Kevin was definitely a great person. Kevin is definitely going to be one that's definitely going to miss. I was just out with Kevin last Tuesday at Vogue Tuesdays, and he was voguing down and everything. And I gagged this afternoon when I got the phone call that Kevin has passed away this morning due to a heart attack. So I'm definitely going to play another song. I'm definitely going to be taking phone calls and IMs and everything. So, you know, girls, do what you got to do. And I'm about to play this song for Kevin. Kevin, we definitely do love you.
I'm Monster's Touch, my boy YB, and my boy Emir. And whoever else out there got a homie that's in a gangster lean. And also my boys in the pen, and they'll never see the street again. Cause you know what? It don't matter what they was doing while they was here. They could've been banging, slanging, but they ain't here no more. Now somebody's daddy, somebody's baby, or somebody's homie. So go and let them rest in peace while they in that gangster lean. You know what I'm saying? That's on the real low.
We are definitely back, and we are definitely live on the air. I have a caller at 347-872. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Jordan Milan.
Hi.
I just want to give a hey. How you doing today?
I'm doing
fine.
Yourself?
I'm okay. I'm just really, you know, the house is definitely heartbroken from this. You know, this tragedy, and Kevin is somebody that's definitely going to be missed. You know, we definitely looked up to him. He's somebody that I can say I truly, truly loved, and, you know, it's in disbelief right now. You know, just last week I was with him, and it just comes to show that anybody can really just leave in a blink of an eye and not notice, you know. And
yeah,
I just want to give a shout out and, you know, thank everyone for the support and stuff. And that's all I wanted to say. So, I mean, thank you, everyone. You know, Kevin is somebody that I truly loved, and, you know, he's going to be greatly missed.
Thank you for definitely calling in, baby.
No problem. Have a good night, y'all.
You too. The next caller we have is 443-630. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. How you doing tonight?
How you doing?
I'm good. This is TJ Milan.
Hey, TJ.
Hello. I was just calling in to definitely send out my condolences to Kevin's very close friends and to his family. It's definitely a great loss. And just to say a few things about Kevin, like when I first met Kevin, Kevin was a sweetheart. And anybody who's had the privilege of knowing Kevin knows that he is a sweetheart. He looks out for you regardless of what house you're in. He was just always one of those people who was just always involved and just always looking to help people better themselves. And the news came as a surprise to me, and it's definitely, definitely a blow, not only to the House of Milan, but I think overall to the ballroom community. And that's about it.
Thank you for definitely calling in, TJ.
No problem.
You're welcome. Yes, I just want to say that from the moment that I met Kevin and every time I've seen Kevin and, you know, from last year to him getting his comeback of the year and the awards that he received and doing the things that he did in the scene, Kevin was definitely one of the ones. I was just sitting here earlier today when I heard the news and I was on his page and just seeing all the people that were saying what they were saying on his page and just watching the videos of him from the Icon Ball voguing down and everything, it was just like, it was really a shocker to me, because I was out today and I was getting out the car on my way coming upstairs and somebody said Kevin Millan passed away. And I was like, my brother said that to me, and I was like, Kevin Millan who? And when he showed me the picture, I gagged. It was like such a shocker to me that he had passed away, because like I told you earlier, we was just at Vogue Tuesdays and he was voguing down. We were just talking and kikiing and everything. So it was like really a devastating blow to me. And like, it's just like one devastation after another. But hold on, I have another caller. My next caller is 718-909. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kev?
What's going on, Father Rick Millan?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
I just wanted to just share a couple of words about Kevin. He was a loss not only to the House of Millan, but to the whole ballroom community. And just like you said, if you go to his page, you see so many comments because he touched so many people. He was just full of energy. And we're going to miss him, but never forget him. And I had the pleasure of visiting him Sunday, and he was just in full spirit. He was just himself, just talking about everything under the sun. And we sat there and we just talked, and he ate his grapes and drank his soda. You know Kevin, he loves soda. And it's just, to hear what I heard today, I can't make that connection, because he was in good spirits when I saw him Sunday. So it's just a crazy thing. It's a crazy thing. It just seemed like one thing after the other. And we're losing our people, you know. It's crazy.
It seems like every time we turn around, one day at the next day, somebody else is passing away, and we're just losing like all, like, the foundation of the ballroom scene, like all our icons and pioneers and legends. Everybody's just passing away one day. Every time you turn around, like, we just sat here and we just found out about Paris yesterday,
right.
And now today we found out about Kevin. Who's next?
Yeah. That's the crazy part. It's kind of scary, you know? It's definitely a scary thing to think about. And you just hope, you know, that everybody is just living life to the fullest. And
yes.
I'm just glad I had a chance to see him, you know, smiling. And when I left, I said, I'm coming back up here. I said, when you coming home? He said, I'll be home Friday. I said, I'm going to come see you Wednesday. He was like, all right, I love you. And I said, I love you too. And we hugged and we kissed. And, you know, so I got a chance to just see him in that light. And it's probably, I mean, all my memories with Kevin was just like nothing but full energy, laughter, jokes, encouragement. You know what I'm saying? I learned so much from just watching him and watching his spirit, because I've never seen him down, never seen him, you know, ready to give up on anything. So, I mean, it's just a crazy thing. So, like I said, he's loved, and he will be missed. So,
definitely, definitely love. Definitely will be missed, but never forgotten.
Yeah.
Never at all, honey. But you know what? I put this, you know what works me with everybody? With a lot of these girls in the scene, it works me. Like, I've been posting this on everybody's page today about Kevin. Everybody wants to sit and say, oh, I like it, I like it, I like it. Why is, I don't understand, the numbers are high. Why don't have so many people pressing one? Kevin has been around for so many years. Kevin has touched so many different people, from him leaving the scene and coming back to the scene, and everybody wants to say they like, but I know everybody can come up here and at least say a few words. It's like, it just works my nerves. It really does with these girls.
Like, talking to some people, I guess, like, people handle, you know, things differently. And I really talked to some people who were really, like, you know, devastated. And, I mean, for me, it's more so, you know, I cried, and now I'm just thinking of all the memories, the good memories that I had of him. And it was points where I was just in laughter, laughing to myself, or linked up with a couple of Millans today and laughed with them about just the good times, you know. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure I looked on the Facebook page, and there's a lot of wonderful words there about Kevin on an album along group page. There's nothing but positive words about Kevin. I have video in my iPhone of interaction with Kevin in the house, and just watching that today was just soothing, you know, for myself and other members to just see him being him. And that whole work, Milan, you just hear it just at the balls. It just, he was just so Milan to the heart. And like I said, we lost the gym. And, you know, my prayers go out to him, his family, the house of Milan, and just I hope that, you know, he's in heaven watching us. And me, basically, in this role as the father of the house of Milan, I want to make sure that I don't let him down. He believed in me, you know. So definitely going to keep his name alive.
Yes, yes, yes. Stay right there, Eric. Hold on. We have the legendary father, Rodney Milan, is definitely on the line with us now.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
I want to start off by saying, in Kevin's words, work, Milan. That definitely is his staple, no matter where you are, no matter where you're in the room. If I'm on one side and he's on one side, definitely can hear that chant.
Exactly.
You can hear that voice across the room. He was a real nice person. He was real close to me as far as, like, my quiet angel. Like, whenever he sees me hyped or ready to attack or ready to go off or do anything like that, he'll come, like, Father, you okay? You okay? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just calm down. It'll be all right. He was that stabilizer in my life. And, you know, we all need that. And he was definitely that to me. You know, we talk periodically. We definitely at the ball. As soon as he know I'm coming to New York, he calls my phone, says, you know what I'm saying, want to go out, you want to do everything. So he kept me motivated, kept me stable, kept me humble. And that's what he was to me. He was my gem. He was my angel.
He definitely was special to so many people. I just can't get over, like, me asking. I said, well, when, you want me to bring you anything? He's like, grapes and Coca-Cola soda. I'm like, grapes and Coca-Cola soda? Like, that doesn't, one is healthy and the soda, like, it doesn't go together. And it's just like, he said, well, that's what I want. And it just, he was just him, you know. It was no faking. Kevin was just like,
yeah,
oh, man.
He was so ready for the latex ball, too.
That's all he was talking about, Ronnie. That's all he talked about. You know, we're going to serve at the latex ball in the name of Milan. And, you know, I spoke to Joey, and I spoke to this one, and I spoke to that one. And I'm like, okay. He said, I'm going to hit that floor. And we kind of going back and forth. I said, I don't want you hitting the floor. I want you relax. And he's like, I'm going to hit that floor in the name of Milan. And it just was, So I just want this latex ball to be, you know, really special, and I know that his presence is going to be in the building, and I'm just ready for, you know, to compete.
Well, I still want the Milan's to hit the ball at the latex ball in the name of Kevin.
Yeah, and definitely in the spirit of Kevin, we're going to hit the floor and just make him proud, and we're going to hear work Milan from the heavens.
Hold on, we have another caller. The next caller we have is, 347-574. You're live on the air.
What's going on, everybody?
What's going on?
Hey.
What's up, Rodney? What's up, TJ? This is Father Infinity, South Carolina. I just want to give condolences from my family, Infinity, to the royal family of Milan. I know that, I know y'all really heartbroken right now. I just want y'all to go to the latex ball and serve in the name. You know, it's just, what's our next step? I don't know what the ballroom scene is coming through. All that our foundation is leaving. And it's like the kids is not even pressed. I just don't know what to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely understand that.
I mean,
the true leaders, the true mentors, the true educators are leaving us one by one. So we should cherish the ones that we do have left and, you know, start listening, paying attention, do his best. I know I'm a hothead at times, you know what I'm saying, but through people like Paris and Kevin, who, you know what I'm saying, tell me, well, you should do this and you should do that, and I listen, and, you know, I'm appreciated, and I appreciate them for seeing it in me and instilling it in me to make me be a great ballroom leader myself. So I definitely can understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, I just don't understand. It's like the scene is collapsing. And instead of us talking about what we should do, you know what I'm saying, or like we should be talking about what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's crazy around here. Also, I just don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I just wanted to call and give a shout out. And I'll hit y'all up later. I got to go to work.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Yes, yes. I'm just really gagging. Like, this year alone has been a devastating blow for the ballroom scene. We have lost so many people. It's like every time you turn around, somebody else going to meet the maker. And it's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. And everybody's fighting and arguing and doing all the things they're doing. I think it's time for us to sit back and realize what's going on around us. I think this is an eye-opener for the ballroom scene. And for people in general, it's an eye-opener. It ain't even got nothing to do with the scene. This is an eye-opener for everybody. Because it's like you turn around and you look, and somebody that was on your left and your right, one of them gone passed away this year.
Right.
And it's really crazy. It's really like when I tell y'all I was out today, and when my son showed me the phone, he said Kevin Millan died, and I said Kevin Millan who? And he showed me the picture. Bitch, I almost fucking cringed outside in front of my building. I fucking gagged. Bitch, when I seen the fucking picture. And I said, no, I gotta call somebody and see if this is for real. Bitch, because you know how the girls play around. And I called Tyshawn, and he was like, yeah, this morning. And I fucking gagged. I was so devastated outside walking to the store to go get me a motherfucking hero. I really gagged. I don't know, honey. But you know what? Like my grandmother always said, baby, don't cry for me. Don't soak over me because I'm in a better place. And he is definitely in a better place than he was here. This is a good place. He's in a much better place.
Right.
So everybody, I know it's hard and everybody's crying and everybody has emotions and everything. But baby, don't cry for Kevin because Kevin didn't live that way. Kevin was a happy person, and he lived life to the fullest, and he made the best out of every minute he had here on earth.
Yes, always happy, always happy, always making everybody else be around
him. He and voguing down. Bitch, it was just a gagger to me, because I was just at Vogue. When I tell you I was just at Vogue Tuesdays with him last week Tuesday, and we were sitting at Vogue Tuesdays, and we was talking and kikiing and everything. So that's why it was really a gagger like that to me. So I don't know. I really don't know. If anybody else have any words, please feel free to definitely press 1. The lines are definitely open. We are here. Girls in the chat room, y'all can feel free to press click to talk on your chat room. If you have a microphone on your computer, and you can definitely call in here, and you can definitely give a word, you know. So we are definitely here, and we are live on the air, honey. I'm going to play a song, and we're going to come back after this song, honey.
Yesterday we used to rock the show. I laid the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block of dough. Notorious, they got to know that. Life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Do
your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime, the night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half a breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Definitely back. Our song. And to all y'all guys that's been asking me to play the Always song, the next song that we're going to play is going to be Love Break, and it's going to be an Always song for Kevin. So just give it a minute, and we're definitely going to play that. And the name of Kevin Milan, the legend, the icon,
Kelly,
the Always technician. How you doing?
Kelly?
Yes?
Do you see a 404 number, press 1.
Now, tell them to press 1. What is the number? 401-542?
No, 404.
404-542?
I don't know if they call it from work or home. Just answer it. It's another 404 number.
Oh, I got a couple of 404 numbers, but let's see if it's the 404 number.
272, you see 272 in there by any chance?
Wait, hold on. 404. I see, wait, hold on. 404-272. No, I don't see that. 404-542?
I don't know what number they're calling from, Dan.
404-17? No. Okay. 404-438? 404-438? No. I guess that's not it. Who's doing? Let me see. Okay. 404-438. 404-438? No. I guess not. I don't know. Press 1 so we can see your number. We need to see your number so you can press 1 so we get you on the line. Kenny, this computer is working my nerves, honey.
That's what they said, 404-272. You can press 1, they said they did, you know, so I don't know.
Oh, hold on, tell them hold on. I'm rebooting the terminal. Oh, here is my computer. Hold on. I'm waiting for it to come back up. Give me a second. She's doing shows.
Eric still here?
Okay, I see them now.
I'm still here.
404-272, you're live on there.
How's everybody doing?
We're doing fine. And yourself, Father?
I'm doing good. Just getting in from class.
Hello? Go ahead, Father. The floor is yours.
I'm sorry. Say it again, Kelly.
I said the floor is yours.
Oh, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to call and thank everybody for their condolences and their prayers. It's just been... With the death of Kevin, that first it was Paris, and then it was Kevin Shock this morning. And I went to his face page. It actually brought tears to me at work just to see the love that so many people were giving this man. It shows that his legacy that he's leaving behind is a positive one that was in and outside the ballroom. If you're friends with him on Facebook, you don't have to go post, but just go read some of the positive responses. I mean, it's not one or two or 40 or 50. There are so, it's like pages. I was reading for almost an hour just reading, you know, a lot of the comments that were made. And I just, you know, I was just saying, like, wow, this is the kind of legacy I think we should leave behind for everybody. Just sad. We are definitely going to miss Kevin. When I became father, he was one of the ones from New York City that reached out to me to ask if I needed any help or anything back then. Him and David from the New York era, him and David and Roger. They all reached out to me, and it was, you know, it's a sad, you know, it's a sad day. We've lost another legend, another true, you know, genuine person.
Yeah. Yes, it's definitely.
Yeah. Eric.
Yes.
Okay. Did y'all decide on something?
I didn't hear you.
Did y'all decide on something?
On the Milan page, we actually have posts.
Mm-hmm.
I just want everybody to basically leave some suggestions on something that we can do. Yeah, so.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't checked it yet.
I haven't checked it yet.
Yes, yes. Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. The next caller is 973-651. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
You're live
hello?
On the air.
Oh, hey, Kelly and Nicole and Andre. This is DeJuan Milan.
Hey,
I just wanted to thank y'all for this amazing show. Huh?
Hey, DeJuan. This is Kadon and Eric.
Hey.
And
yeah,
Rodney.
I'm just calling. I'm listening to. Oh, hey, everybody. I just think what y'all are doing is amazing. I love Kevin dearly, and he's truly going to be missed. His spirits is high. And, you know, it's just it's sad, it's sudden, but. His life, and, you know, he was just a major supporter for the House of Milan. And, you know, just speaking to him three days ago or 4 days ago, and he's just telling me so amped about going out. You would never think that, you know, something like this would happen. So I think that's why it touched me a little more than, you know, hearing about somebody that's not doing well and then they pass away, you know. So, you know, I'd definitely be out. That's his latex ball. He was really amped about the latex ball, like, really, really, like, come on out. So I'm going to come on and show my love for him. But I just was thanking y'all for the blessings. And that's it, you know. Y'all have a good night, and I'm just going to keep listening to the show. And I'll see y'all all on Saturday.
Hello, oh, man, I know that's right. The Milan's
are storming the building on. You say what?
I said the Milan's are storming the building on Saturday, honey.
Yes, because Kevin was like, you know, you need to come out to the Milan. I mean, to the latex ball. And I'm like, because I'm having an event. He's like, I'm going to be at your event on Friday, and I'm staying in South Thorns. And he's just really excited. And, you know, I'm like, okay, so now that he's not here, yes, I will be out to give my love to Kevin. Just an amazing spirit. Just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I had my function, and, you know, he just came up to me and handed me money. That was the type of person who's like, you don't have to give it back. I'm like, Kevin, you know, it just stood with me at the door and supported me. Just a really good friend of mine. I don't really know what to say. I'm just really gasping. But I did have to give him a shout-out for the legendary icon, Kevin Milan.
I know that's
so,
right.
Thank you, DeJuan.
Hey,
Mitch, I'm mentioning you too, DeJuan.
Who said they missed me?
I said he mentioned you when I saw him on Sunday.
Thank you. Wait, is Andre up here?
No. It's Rodney, Adon, and Eric.
Oh, it's all the Milan. It's
yeah.
A phone full of Milan.
Yes. We all want everybody to come out of the house, spirit. Not only the Milan, everybody, because Kevin just embraced everybody. You know, it wasn't really about the house. He was just out there. He was in everybody's corner. You know what I mean? So it's just, and now I look at people, you know how you walk past people and you roll in your eyes. And I was listening to, I think, what Kelly was saying about, you know, it's an eye opener, not just for the ballroom scene, but for everybody in general. And it really is, you know, because it's always sad to see somebody who we know pass away, regardless of how we felt about them. And I think that, you know, as we grow up, I just let go of all the demons and embrace people when I see them.
Amen
and
that's
that. It. Just embrace people. Say hi. Because you never know when somebody's going to go away. Then you'll be sitting around gasping when you had the opportunity to walk up to them. Just say hi, you know, and keep on pumping. Well, I'm going to come. I'm gonna finish frying my chicken, but I'm going up in here and get ready for Saturday.
I know that's right. I'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Anybody that got my number, hit me up because I need some company right now.
I know that's right.
All right, y'all
and he's frying chicken at 12:07, so he's definitely looking for some company.
Yeah. Exactly. I need some chicken in my life to I eat all day. So I'm just like, let me just get something going on. But I'm hearing the songs, and I'm like, you know, Kevin's song was Love Thing. So they play Love Thing at that service, and it's not calling for nothing. I'm definitely going on the runway to give my blessings to Kevin. And that's it. So y'all have a good night, and see y'all Saturday.
Okay,
okay,
take care.
Okay, we'll see you on Saturday.
All right, take care.
Take it to a show, honey. Hold on, honey. Hold on, I have another caller. 718. 483, you're live on the air.
Hey, everyone. Hi, guys. This is Tyshawn.
Hey, Tyshawn.
Hi. How you guys doing? No, I'm just, you know, calling in, giving a shout-out to Kevin. He was a good person, a great person. Made me laugh. I thought I could make people laugh, but he really knew how to make a person laugh. It was always positive energy. He never gave up nothing negative. He was always a great man, great person. And, you know, he would never be forgotten, but he will be missed. And, you know, that's about it. But how everybody doing? Just chilling in my house.
What's up, brother?
Good, we good. How are you?
What's going on?
I'm good. I was shocked this morning. I got a call that he passed away, and me and Eric were just talking about him the other day, and it was just crazy. But, you know, I do send my condolences out to his family, and, you know, I definitely pray for him as well.
Yes, yes.
So the crazy part is, like, Tashawn, like, I told you after I left from Sunday, I was just like, I said, he good. And I'm telling him, I'm coming home Friday. I'm like, I'm coming up here Wednesday.
Right. I remember and that. You were telling me
it
that.
It was just like, you know, it was no signs of anything. So,
I know.
So
it was a shock when you told me that this morning. I jumped out the bed like, what? Then I had to break it down like, maybe it might be a different Kevin. I was flabbergasted when I woke up.
Yeah. Mm.
But he's definitely going to be missed. He was definitely a good guy. Definitely a good guy.
The crazy thing is, when I tell you, we're sitting in there talking, and he talked about everybody else except him.
So what is
Joey doing? And Joey, did you speak to Prince yet? Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get Aviance, and I'm trying to reach DeJuan, and Nadine is coming up here, and you know Nadine, it just was everybody
yes,
else.
You,
like,
yes, hey, that was him. That was him.
Let's talk about you. I said, let me get this number. What's this number over here? Give my pen. He said, what are you trying to do? No, I'm not giving you no pen. And we were just laughing and joking. And it was never a dull moment. And then he started eating his chicken. I'm like, I look over there. I said, anything good on that plate? He said, as long as I got my seasoning, I'm good. I'm going to be all right. And he started laughing.
Oh, my goodness. I can imagine saying that.
That's just who he was. And I see him with his little spices. He put it on the chicken. And he started eating the chicken. He said, pass me them grapes. And I'm passing the grapes. I'm like, how many sodas are you going to drink, Kevin? I see an empty bottle of Coca-Cola over here. He loves Coca-Cola. And he's like, I just need one more soda. What happened? And I'm like, oh, boy, you know what? You are too much.
He was definitely Milan, 100% Milan.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to come up here and do my old-way performance in the name.
Me, I think I'm going to have to come out too then.
Yeah, from the name, definitely going to get low.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, I'm going to vote Tuesday tonight, and I'm going to vote for Kevin tonight.
Me too, Kelly. Kelly, we're going to battle in the name of Kevin.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to eat you then. So, and when I'm coming out to vote for Kevin, and I'm coming to win, so you got to be voting for somebody else because I'm going to eat you.
Well, I got the inside Milan tips to get you, so I'm not worried about it.
Okay, because I'm coming out tonight. I'm going to vote out.
You got to think he's going to leave his legacy.
If anybody else is on the phone lines, we are definitely taking calls. I'm trying to get this song to play on my... I'm trying to get this song to upload to this Twitch board, but she is doing shows for me this day. I'm gagging at how this day is doing shows for me. Baby. But hold on. I don't know. It ain't working for me, but I'm going to play this old way song for Kevin, and we're going to come back, and we're going to finish talking about Kevin.
So hold on. I'm not playing
from the Twitch board. I played it from my house phone. Girls can't hear it, baby. Some girls might can hear it, but some girls... It won't upload to the switchboard, but I'm gonna play it.
Nothing.
Yes, that song was for the overweight technician, Kevin Millard. You girls in the chat room requested it, and I played it. How you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got to turn my speakers down. Feedback, feedback. Rodney, Eric, Kadana, y'all still there with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, honey. Baby, when I tell you, Kevin was a great person. I don't like a lot of people in this scene, but Kevin was one of them that I did like and I did respect because he was a nice man and a great person. And I know everybody can definitely agree with that.
Yes, definitely can agree.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got another caller. 323-286. Live on the air.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Kelly. Good evening, Uncle Rodney, Kadan, and Eric. This is Michi Ebony from the West Coast. And I just wanted to call in and give you all my love, my support, and my condolences. I did not have a personal one-on-one relationship with Kevin, but I have had the opportunity of meeting him and seeing him around. And you guys are correct. He was always in high spirits, and he would speak to just about anybody. So I just want to encourage you all and tell you just, you know, stay positive, be uplifted. And, you know, the Bible says in Matthew 5:4 that blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. So even in your crying, you will find comfort. And, you know, just let his legacy live on. I love you all, and be blessed.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, child, you and that cunty voice. Child, go lay down someplace, okay? Baby, touch on in that voice, baby. Milan,
what?
Darling, Milan.
I don't know what voice you talking about.
Honey, Milan, sweetie, Milan. Tasha, you got a lot of echo and feedback going on
no,
that.
No, I had to mute you. Let me cut
you got
there.
A lot of echo and feedback going on in that refurbished Mac.
Kelly, in the name of Kevin, okay? You know what? You know what? At my house, I mean, I was just talking to Kevin about your refurbished Mac, actually.
Oh, you was?
Yes, I was. We was having a discussion because he was saying he seen a post on my page about your computer, and I was like, yes, Kelly, you know, she brought her things from that thrift shop on Eastern Parkway, you know. I was keen with him about that because he seen my post. See, that it's refurbished. She can't stay on iChat. No longer than 5 minutes. That's why I always have to keep calling her.
Baby, you know, I love my refurbished computer, honey. Just sitting here, you know what? I was just sitting here, and I have to go change my default picture on my Facebook because I have to put my picture up from when Kevin came to the cookout last year, and he
got
the cookout with us, and we were sitting there.
Oh, he did. Yes, he was here this year, too.
This year and last year.
Yep.
Yeah, this year and last year. Kevin was at both of the cookouts. He came to both of them, and I have to put that picture up as my default picture on Facebook. I got to go through all these albums and find that picture. And I'm going to pick that picture right up on Facebook. Because Kevin was definitely at the cookout, baby. Early.
Yes. Goldie. He had to go here.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, he was definitely there and definitely in the building, honey. I'm so
he was definitely being G-Kind.
Yeah, definitely DeviCon, definitely in Harlem. And we was talking, me, him, and Joseph Princess was talking, like, Kelly, I was gagging that you got all these girls in Harlem. And we were sitting there, we were just gagging. And, you know, I just gag. I don't gag at a lot of things, but, bitch, I'm gagging at this. Me, a lot of things don't make me gag, but I'm gagging today. I really am. I could definitely say I'm gagging. But if anybody else is out there and y'all have anything y'all would like to say about Kevin, feel free to definitely press 1. The lines are open. We are here. We are taking callers. Baby, y'all can say whatever y'all want to say, whatever's on your mind, whatever comes across your mind. Feel free to definitely press 1 and call in here, honey. Hold on. Let me reboot my boot so I can see if we got any callers, because, you know, my refurbished computer be doing shows, Tyshawn, as you and Kevin would say.
Yes, you know.
I have to reboot so I can see if I have any callers. So hold on, let me reboot you up to see if we have any fresh callers.
Eric.
And she's doing shows.
Eric.
Yes.
You know about Kelly Computer.
No comment.
Rodney, you know, plenty of days she got knocked off the line, okay? It was the computer fault. It wasn't her phone. It was the computer.
Yeah, y'all definitely be going off about your phones and her computer.
Yes, okay. She yes, my phone is horrible in here.
No, Kevin would have read him the other day about that horrible Sprint service he had the other day when he didn't even have no phone service and he couldn't even get text messages in his apartment. He had to go outside to the corner store to receive text messages.
Kelly, why you got to tell my business? You see, you're telling my business.
Okay, so I know Kelly would have read about that. Tyshawn, I was texting you and you wasn't texting me back. He had to go to the corner store, Kelly, to get your text message.
It's okay.
How are you doing? Okay. Yeah, this computer is really working me, honey. I'm gagging, honey.
Mm-mm.
I'm really gagging over here tonight, honey.
I can't wait
until Saturday for the girls to come out and vote, bitch. I want the all-way girls to come out, and I want them to vote down, bitch. I want them to give us a show, bitch. Name of Kevin on motherfucking Saturday at the Latex Bowl. I want these bitches to come out, bitch. And vote down.
That would be high. That would definitely be high.
Yeah, right.
We gonna see Kevin gonna be there voguing too.
What?
Kevin gonna be there voguing too. He's gonna be pushing people out the way and everything. Like, get out of here.
And we already know Miss Kool-Aid's gonna definitely give us a show for Kevin, honey. He gonna sweat bloody tears. Why are you falling out like that?
No, I'm just...
You
no,
did
I
not
just,
have to fall out like that.
I just want to see all the, you know, the legendary girls come out in O-Way, all the way.
I want to see Derek. I want to see DeWan. I want to see Gabriel. I want to see Alverdian. I want Miss Kool-Aid on the floor, Miss Thang. I want Miss Kool-Aid throwing the girls around and everything, Miss Thang. I want them to battle it out on Saturday, honey.
Well,
I want the girls, when they come up, Miss Thang, I want the girls to look like they was in a sauna, bitch. They gotta look like they was in a sauna, Miss Thang, because you know Miss Kool-Aid is definitely going to look like she was in a sauna. So all the rest of the girls got a vogue just like that for Kevin on fucking Saturday.
So you know what motivates Selvin? Be Selvin on one end and Howard on the other end, and you know they will tear it down.
Oh, yes, we definitely got to get Harold. Definitely get Harold out there. I definitely want Harold out there. I want James out there. All of them need to be out there voguing, honey. Oh, shit. Hold on. The icon, the all-way technician herself, Miss Beverly Kool-Aid Khan, is on the line. How you doing?
I'm so-so. Like, it's still hitting me. I mean, I've been on the line the whole time, but the song that my brother, sister slash brother, loved Bango, and the one thing that y'all forgot that he's an international icon because y'all forgot that he also danced for Crystal Waters. but I'm not going to lie. I'm going to Vogue down.
Bitch, and I knew you are going to, bitch. I'm about to be on the
mountain
for LSS,
It is no shade. Stay out of my way.
Anybody's going to Vogue. You and Dewan is going to fuck that floor.
I'm going to let everybody get their life. But I'm going to give a show like I have never gave one ever in my life. Because this is one time that I don't want to share this person with no one. And it's no shade towards nobody, but this is a person that was also on my team. Like, we have a personal, like, personal friendship. Like, Bronx Zoo type of friendship. Like, that's how long I've been knowing this man, like, before the ballroom scene, in the ballroom scene, around the ballroom scene. Like, this is just, like, I'm just, like, I don't know. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I've handled deaths different ways, but I would never, ever think that this one would ever happen. And, like, this is a person that calls me. And we go to the secret clubs on Sundays. You know, like, our special clubs is just be me and him. And it's like, oh, my God. And then it's like my great-grandmother, Paris. It's like, oh, my God. Like, bitch, I might be butt-naked after I finish because I have to let it out. Because I'm not going to lie, it hit me, but it has not hit me. Because, like I said, when I got the news, I was calling Kevin's phone like crazy, like, I'm not going to even lie. I still can't believe it. It's like, if anybody could just tell me this over and over and over and over, it's like I would have to see Kevin for myself to believe it. And it's not at, like, anybody. Like, I've heard this, you know, before, like, over and over and over. But this is the one that I have to, like, see to, like, I'm just, like, devastated. And I'm just gagging. So, bitch, when y'all hear Crystal Waters or whatever y'all hear that I know for a fact what my sister loves, I'm going in like ham. So if I lock you or whatever, it is what it is. Just stay out my way because I have a lot to let out. And Saturday is going to be the night. I was trying to get to Vogue Tuesdays but couldn't make it. But Saturday I will be in the building. I don't know where I'm coming from, but I will be in the building. And it's not about me. It's not about y'all. It's about Kevin. So if none of y'all don't know Kevin Moves or know the songs or know the beats or know the cues, don't get on that floor. Because this is the night that I'm bringing back the dead. Because, bitch, I'm just gagging. Like, it's like losing Uncle Eric all over again. It's like, this is just devastated to me. Like, I don't even know what else to say. It's just, I'm just like, just gagging. Just like, gagging. Like another, like, true part of me is like gone. And there's not that many people that I consider anybody, you know, that's close to me. Like, it's no, and there's no shade towards nobody, but I really don't have no friends. I have associates. And if I'm feeling like this and there's no shade, you was definitely a part of me. And Kevin was really one of the ones that touched not only just me, but just touched a lot of people. So it was like, as of right now, like, I'm trying to get in touch with the LA people to see if they know anything, if anybody can get in touch with Crystal Waters or anything. Like, I'm really breaking my neck as of right now because it's like, I'm just like devastated and just gagging. But I'll try to be okay Saturday, but I'm just going to go off because I already know that's my partner on my team, and I already know that he will want that. So I just want everybody to stay out of my way. Because I'm letting it out. And there's no shade towards nobody for living statements and stars. I'm not calling none of y'all out. It's not about y'all. It's about my best friend. I will try to see whatever I can do. But the way how I feel, just like I said, it's like every time when the Lake Tech Vol come, I'm losing someone close to me. If it's not Avis, if it's not Peppa, now it's Paris. It's just like every time when this latex boil, and now it's like Albert, now it's like Jennifer. It's like I have to let this out. Like, I really, that's the only way that I'm going to be okay. I have to let this out. So, yes, I'm going to be fierce. Yes, I'm going to be conceited. Yes, I'm going to be shady. I'm not calling nobody out. I don't feel nobody right about now. I just feel the people who I've trust, just basically, I just feel the people that died with my secrets and kept my secrets, it is what it is. And it's no shade towards nobody. It's not that I don't love nobody. It's not that I don't like nobody. But the way how I feel right now, it's just not about nobody else. And I'm just gagging. Like, I'm just really, like, devastated. Because I just can't believe, like, this is just happening. Like, I'm just trying to get over, well, not get over, I'm just trying to get used to Paris, who is my great-grandmother. And Stuart, if you are on the line or whatever, whatever I said to you on the phone, which I don't know what I said, I truly love you. I truly apologize. I don't know what I said. I did not mean it, but it is what it is. But I will refuse to have anybody that will just pass, and it's like you just don't get a chance to say how you really feel. And it just, it is what it is at the end of the day. It's just, it is what it is. But I just can't do it no more. Like, I really can't. Like, this is just too devastated for me. But, Kelly, I am going to go off. I am. Because I have to let it out. Because 4 days after that, it's my daughter Alora's death. So it's like, this is just too much on me right now. It's too heavy on me. And I have to let a lot of stuff go. But that night, it's no shame. So everybody that's going to Vogue, better Vogue and don't play with it. I don't give a damn if a bitch falls off somebody's table, a bitch stands on somebody's table, a bitch grabs a rope, a bitch grabs a curtain. If y'all really love this man like how y'all say y'all do, I don't even give a damn if y'all don't know a way. Go off, because so help me God, I'm going in. I don't know where I'm going to end. I don't know where I'm going to end. But I'm going in.
I'm going in with you, sister.
So it's no shade. It's like I got to call Kevin's phone over and over and over because I just can't. I don't know. Oh, my God. I don't even want to say I miss him or nothing. It's like me losing my mother all over again. It's like I'm just gagging. And then people that know him from the Bronx, I just know everybody is just gagging. I just know. And I'm just sorry for just taking up all the time, but it's just like, oh, my God, I'm not finished. I'm not done. I'm not finished with these people that's in my life. It's like, I just cannot believe it. I just cannot believe this. I'm just devastated. But I'm just so glad that I did get a chance to have him on my team. It's like, oh my gosh. It's like, I just can't believe this is happening. I just can't believe it. I'm just devastated. Like, just finding out about Paris in November, I'm like, what? And then now I'm just like, okay, I can try to get over that a little bit, but then it's like, now it's like that. It's like, nobody knows who's next. So it's like whoever got grudges or whatever, let it go. Because at the end of the day, you want to say something to a person and it's too late. What are you going to do then? At the end of the day, what are you going to do then? Because at the end of the day, we all got us at the end of the day. That I don't want to take up more time, but I'll see y'all Saturday. I don't want nobody talking to me. I don't want nobody hugging me. I just need to let all of this out of me. And I'm going off. I am. I have to. I don't give a fuck if I break an ankle, a leg, or whatever. I just have to go off. And like I said, Stuart, if you are listening, I love you. Just like I said, I don't know what I said. I don't know what I did. But I just love you. And it is, you know, I guess whenever I see you, if you come, I will hold you, hug you, whatever. But it is what it is. I just cannot lose nobody else in my life. I just don't know how to handle this one. This is a person that's seen me be who I am from beginning to now, I just can't understand this. Like, I don't know where to go with this one. I just don't know. And Tim Princess,
okay,
if you listen, I love
together.
You.
Don't go nowhere. You stay right there in line with us. Hold on, I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to come back for some more callers.
I'm gonna put my phone on mute.
This is We're definitely back from our song break, and our next caller we have is 757-419. You're live on the air.
Hello, everyone. Hey, Kelly.
Hi, Susan.
Is Rodney on the phone?
No, Rodney just hung up because Rodney has to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning for work.
Oof. Okay, well, I just called to express my condolences on behalf of our house, the house of Mizrahi, to the house of Milan and Kevin's real family, and just show you some love and appreciation for what you're doing, because I know you love Kevin. Like you said, y'all just voguing down, and you don't play around with just anybody, so he had to be special to you as well. But none of us, we never know when death is going to tap us on our shoulder and call us into that last battle. But we can definitely say that it was grand prize, Kevin Milan. He's home with his savior. And again, my condolences from the house of Mizrahi to the house of Milan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan, for definitely calling in. You. Okay, you know, I know Eric has to get up for work in the morning. I know Tyshawn has to get up. I know Kadon has to get up for work in the morning. So from Eric to Kadon to Tyshawn, can y'all give me a last closing statement before we end out the show? Because I know all of y'all men work, and y'all have to get up in the morning, and I don't want to hold y'all up all night long.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure I was still on the phone. Go ahead.
You're still on the phone. So can all of y'all, one by one, from Eric down to Tyshawn to Kadon, give me a closing statement before we get up out of here?
That's fine.
I just want to say to everyone who called and gave us their condolences, thank you, and we truly appreciate it. And again, to Kevin, you know, it's just something I still can't really grasp everything that's going on, but I'm just going to keep him in my heart and just keep bringing it in the name of Kevin. This Saturday at the Latex Ball, just want to honor his memory and honor his spirit, you know?
I know that's right. Tyshawn?
I just want to, you know, say that he will be missed and never forgotten again. I miss him as well. And thanks for everyone for calling in, you know, and giving shout-outs to Kevin.
Kadon?
Just wanted to piggyback on what Eric and Tyshawn said. I want to thank you all for your love and your support that you've shown one of our house members that will be truly missed. And definitely just reiterate that this ballroom scene is just that. It's for extracurricular, and that we need to remember that, you know, there's a life outside the ballroom, and for us to be holding grudges for petty stuff, you know, let's just let that go and spread love. You know, Kevin was about love, and we need actually more love, more people like him in the ballroom scene. And I doubt that we have a lot of negativity that we do have, and it'll probably bring back a lot of fun. But once again, I just want to say thank you all for your love and your support. I won't be there Saturday. I have a prior engagement, but I hope to get the video. And I hope, you know, in the name of Kevin, that the spirit, that everything will be a very positive event. Y'all have a blessed evening, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you, Kadon. Beverly?
I mean, the only thing I could say, two things, is, like, he danced for Crystal Waters, so I would say 100% pure love. And if my sister was here with me, she would say to the Batmobile, let's go. See y'all Saturday. Love y'all all.
Okay. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I am the legendary overall East Coast mother, Kelly. I love y'all all for definitely loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, whatever club, or whatever train station bathroom you do pick somebody up in tonight, or whatever you do pick them up, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I'm sorry to all you girls that, you know, I'm not really sorry to y'all, because, you know, death comes around and so things happen. So I'm not sorry to y'all that we didn't recap the balls that happened this weekend. So, oh well, Chanel, I guess we're going to have to recap the next balls that happened this weekend. The balls that happened this past weekend is what it is. The past, and we will be talking about the balls that happened
this weekend coming up, if there is any. So I'll see y'all back here Monday night live on the Collections radio station, where we'll be definitely talking about all the balls that happened this weekend coming up, all the madness, and we're definitely going to be talking Collections. This is the official statement, excuse me, this is the official radio station for the Collections ball. Blog Talk Radio, /Tens of Tops. The Collections. I'll see you back here Monday night. Good night. And we're going to take you away with my girl, Miss Yolanda Adams.
I used to think that I could not.
What? Though I'm missing you,
I'll
find a way to get through. Living without you, 'cause you were my sister, my strength, and my pride. Only God may know why. Still, I will get by.
Rest in peace while they're in that gangster lane. You know what I'm saying? That's on the real.